Leo Frank, Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 384. Visible, translated text is as follows. In the metal department, then I suggested to search right away. That was the only spot I could tell it was blood by looking at it. I can tell the difference between blood and other substances. I found the hair some few minutes afterward, about 6 or 8 strands of hair and pretty long. When I left the machine on Friday, I left a piece of work in there. When I got back, the piece of work was still there. It had not been disturbed. The machine was in the same position in which I left it Friday night. There was no blood under this machine. There is no number or amount on the envelope I found, and no name on it. Just a little loop, a part of a letter. Yes, I have been aiding Mr. Dorsey, and the detective searched the building. Yes, Mr. Dorsey subpoenaed me to come to his office. It was a state subpoena. I gave him an affidavit. R.R.L. Stanford, sworn for the state. I have been working at the National Pencil Company a little over 2 years. I swept the whole floor in the metal room of Friday, April 25th. On Monday there, after neon disposing, found a spot that had some white haskellene over it. That wasn't there on Friday when I swept between 14 and 16 o'clock. I use a small broom in sweeping. I saw a big cane broom standing by the waste metal room on Monday, about 6 feet from where the blood was found. The spot looked to me like it was blood, with dark spots scattered around. It looked like the large broom had been used in putting the haskellene on the floor by the impressions or scratches of the cane in the floor. Cross-examination. I was a sweeper in the metal room. Yes, they have regular Negro sweepers there for the building. I swept it all up because the Negro wasn't there. It took me from 9 till 12 to sweep the whole floor. I moved everything and swept everything. I swept under Mary Fagan's and Barrett's machine.